This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Alan is getting beside himself. In fact, because of the alternate realities, there are two Alans now. But think of it here. We have Alan in Earth 1. We have Alan in Earth 2. We have Alan in Earth 38. And we wonder, how different are these Alans? The question of the ages, Alan Greenfield. How different are the other Alans? Do they all look the same? I mean, if the Alan from Earth 73 walked in tomorrow, right here, would I think he's you?
Well, he would look like me, probably, but he would probably be very different, and you would be one of the first to spot it, because you've known me a very, 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 very long time. And at each stage of decision, like each one of my marriages, that's a considerable number of universes itself.
Yeah, but how many people out there have been married 36 times?
Well, and then some are simultaneously married 36 times right now in Saudi Arabia. My friends in the Arabian Peninsula, it's the gospel there, so to speak. Wrong term to use, but what the hey, they're over there, and I'm in the Jewish Tower at the moment, also known to me as the Lightning Struck Tower. That's a tarot reference, people. Tarot, it's cards. It's not really cards, but it's hieroglyphs. There would be, if you followed one version of M-brain theory, it's also called the mini-worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics in physics circles. And I publish a lot of stuff on that on my Facebook page. I really use Facebook not as a friend thing, but as a blogging thing. I mean, I have a number of friends who are actually on my friends page. But nevertheless, most of the people, I mean, I have several thousand, they're not so much friends as readers, and I provide interesting material every day to them at no cost to them. And they can freely comment, but as I say, I give as good as I, you know, get. So somebody can, as long as they don't get racist or sexist or abusive beyond the terms of use of the Zuckerberg empire, because I don't want my page to get pulled down.
Let's bring this back to the many worlds interpretation, because I think that
one world is the world of the cloud, and I'm talking about it. But I'm talking about it on a practical level, an objective level, and you're not getting it. You want to get away from the objective and back to the many worlds interpretation of quantum mechanics. And I'm telling you, if there are many worlds, there may be an infinite number of worlds. If there's an infinite number, anything that you can imagine, or even things that you can't, by definition are true somewhere out there.
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think we have to be careful about getting into what the skeptics might call the field of quantum woo here, where we just take a mystical approach to looking at quantum physics and interpret in our own self-serving way so as to be able to justify belief in things that are basically nonsense. That's a real danger, because most people don't understand what quantum physics is or where it even began or why it's even called quantum physics to begin with.
Well, that's true, but for every person who is willing to go way out on a limb, as I'm perfectly willing to do, and say this is probably the implication of it, there are people who have a vested interest in bringing it too far down to earth. And the internet is full of people. Every subject you can name that is in any sense off, there are debunkers. There are debunker sites. And some of these people are professional debunkers. I know some of them. And they simply cannot go beyond whatever the current scientific norm is. But that changes all the time. The implications of quantum mechanics are profoundly disturbing, and that isn't a quote from me. That's, I think, Niels Bohr, a perfectly respectable and...
Sure. No question about that, but I'm in pretty much every mainstream scientific article that I've read on the many worlds interpretation, the physicists will readily admit that the math works out fine, but that in reality we may not be dealing with that much of a possibility.
You know what? I wanted to bring something out here. If we have multiple versions of Gene Steinberg and Alan Greenfield and J. Randall Murphy, is there a version of Philip Klass that believed in UFOs somewhere? You know, like
absolutely.
Right. Earth 69, Philip Klass.
Yes, but there's also an amazing Randy who is an absolute believer and who is, I saw that Randy in this world briefly in the 1960s, and then he reverted to type. There's some people that just won't believe anything. In fact, a bunch of hippie physicists saved physics from becoming just yet another dogma in the 1960s, and it was the quantum, the implications of quantum mechanics that was the means by which they were able to open up the world of physics. Look, I've seen fundamentals in science go from superstition to orthodoxy in my lifetime, and I'm not that old.
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't that long ago that I was watching, actually on the YouTube, speaking of the computer, it was Neil deGrasse Tyson with a panel of philosophers and scientists talking about the possibility of alternate universes. And they were taking it very, very seriously, but not so much from the view of quantum physics. This is another approach where it could be possible, and from information technology, from computing, by saying that it is possible that we live in some sort of virtual construct. They are taking this very, very seriously. So we don't have to deal with all of the complexities of quantum mechanics to get the analogy that our universe might be like universe one in a particular folder in a tree of multiple other folders, and that perhaps there are lines of communication back and forth between them that might allow something from one universe to slip into another, cut and paste, so to speak.
Yeah, well, you know, I think people tend to project it onto their own discipline, but the notion is it reduces down to the same thing, that there's more to reality than what we can see. And there are some screwy versions of that, too. The matrix theory, it's impossible to argue it. It's also impossible to falsify, which is we're not living in a real world. We're living in a simulation. And you will find all kinds of sites on the internet. By the way, I don't believe this one. I find it profoundly wrong, but it would equally well explain the strange phenomena that I'm interested in. I was reading one account today of a man who saw a little gray man. This was 100 years ago. So it was, you know, you can argue it was a gray alien, but this being was entirely gray. No face, claymation, really. And he was walked past this man for several minutes, wide awake, middle of the day, and didn't show any interest in the man. But the interesting thing is, without saying anything to his neighbor also saw this man when he passed his house. And then he disappeared. The second guy saw the being disappear. This was in a book by Annalie Yaffe, a Jung's associate, called Apparitions, which I read an early version of in the early 1960s and am rereading now because I can't afford any books at the moment. But it's a very interesting case, and I thought the first thing that comes to mind is that's another universe bleeding over briefly into ours. You know, you can explain it in terms of, quote, apparitions or ghosts or mystical experience, or you can say we are in a razor-thin relationship with other realities, and they can manifest. And whether they come out of, you know, whether you come from computer technology or come from quantum physics, I don't think the core of quantum physics is that hard to understand. The basic experiments that show quantum physics can be done in a high school lab and is all the time. It's, you know, it's not that difficult. It's just that the implications become mind-boggling, and the math is very challenging.
We have a challenge with Alan and Gene and Randall. You're in the Paracast. Neighbors, we've made such a deal with HelloFresh, and it means that everyone listening to this show can receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code PARACAST30. You know, with HelloFresh, you can choose the delivery day that works best for you. They've got a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. And can you imagine me cooking Japanese panko chicken? It makes me feel like I'm a chef. It means also that you could actually get your meal cooked in 30 minutes. For busy people, this is perfect. The simple recipes include step-by-step instructions so even I can figure it out. Go to HelloFresh.com, use the offer code PARACAST30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnering with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We are facing challenges, ladies and gentlemen, as we explore other dimensions. We should also explore the second radio show we do called After the Paracast. And it's available only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Once again, that's plus.theparacast.com to learn more information. We also offer a version of the show free of the network ads, so the people at YouTube, if they freak out, they can check that out. We also have, by the way, a brand new version of the Paracast coming soon. And people have asked us about merchandising, you know, official Paracast T-shirts. We've got some great ones under development. And that's where it goes. And it's not on Earth 73. It's on this one, whatever number this is. We have Alan Greenfield. We have J. Randall Murphy as our guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. We're exploring other realities, UFOs, and heaven knows what.
Gray men. Little gray men in the 1800s in Switzerland, where it all comes from.
I think this is really fascinating, actually. And I'm really glad we can get you on the show today just for you to be able to express your particular views without, and not that I minded our other guests, but it's really great to be able to hear you express them more fully yourself. Why is it that you are resistant to the idea of the computational construct or VR reality? What bothers you about it?
Nothing bothers me about it in the broader sense. It's just that if there is truth to that, then you can easily slide over into the notion that we're living in an ersatz universe. And I think it's philosophically important, since we have real day-to-day situations, not to go off into a pie-in-the-sky sort of thing, that it's useless for us to accomplish anything because everything that we're doing is just a simulation. Well, no, it isn't. I mean, it may be, but it's a real simulation. People really are dying in Syria.
Okay, yeah, that doesn't make our existence any less relevant, is what you're saying, and I would have to agree with you.
It's an easy slide in that particular configuration, but I'm not opposed to it. I just, the old thing about religion being the opiate of the people, well, science is the opiate of the scientists, and technology is the opiate of practically everybody in the world now who's wired, and that can be dehumanizing. And I worry about things that are technological solutions to numinous problems. I prefer those that retain some of their numinosity, even when you investigate them, that there's always something beyond the horizon, because that in turn allows for idealism. And what Western civilization most needs right now.
We're completely backwards on that particular view then.
Well, we used to have it, but it was in a form that would not be acceptable now. And in fact, several books of pointing out, well, the East had Marx and the West had Jesus, and now the entirety of Euro-American civilization has neither. But nothing has really replaced it. So we really live in a nihilistic time. So we wring our hands about the latest Holocaust, if I may use the term broadly, but like the original for which the name was applied, we do really nothing about it. And there may be limitations on what we can do, but we can feed the hungry. We can bind up wounds. We can make an effort to move towards a more peaceful society. We can denuclearize if we just aren't there anymore. We're too busy on our phones playing games.
We can use the same argument, though, for the numinous side, because, well, here's a really good example. I watched a movie recently with Robert Redford called The Discovery, where this is fiction, but it portrays a situation where he scientifically proves there's an afterlife. And what this does is it creates the same sort of apathy in people, where they believe that this life has less worth than the afterlife, and the suicide rate goes way up, and he has to deal with this moral question. Should people know there really is an afterlife if it could be proven? So I look at it, okay, well, if we did know where we are, if it is a virtual construct, then we ought to know, because then we can figure out a way to make use of it.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting notion. But if we can judge by the advances in technology, most of which came out of the exploration of space and the necessity of reducing the size of a lot of things in order to be able to get from the Earth to the Moon, let alone anywhere more removed than that. And we're reaping benefits from that, but they're all techie benefits. They're all, so to speak, earthbound. Of course, everybody knows that there's pie-in-the-sky spirituality that numbs society, too. There is a happy medium. I do think, however, that people can be inspired more by things that have that numinosity. I keep coming back to that term, rather than trying to figure out a technical system when really we're drowning in technology now. I'm not saying there aren't a lot of good elements in technology. We're using one of them right now that would have been totally impractical. Gene and I go back to tapespondence and writing real letters, and you could argue that perhaps something is lost there. But the fact is we're using a miracle for all intents and purposes, a scientific miracle. And it's technology that came out of NASA having to reduce the size of these huge mainframe computers to an onboard computer so you could figure out how the hell to get to the moon and back. Once it exists, it tends to become less expensive and also something that's accessible to ordinary people. But it also becomes something that becomes an opiate. I don't think we need to be numb. I think we need to be sensitized. If we're not, sooner or later, something is going to come along, perhaps global warming, and slap us in the gazazer.
Well, doesn't truth matter in there somewhere? I mean, I look at it as like, I don't think we need to be either. I don't think we need to be placated or reassured. I think that what we need is to determine what the real situation is. It's not as important as that we haven't looked at it from any spiritual sense as it is to know what it really is. From my perspective.
I think for people that are fact freaks, as Jim Moseley put himself, never read any fiction because he was a fact freak, self-described. That probably is the proper quest. And I don't naysay that because I imagine Jonas Salk was a fact freak. I imagine that, Einstein was more of a dreamer, but he just happened to dream dreams that had practical applications. But, Edison was a fact freak and never slept. I mean, and perhaps you're in that category, but I suspect you're not. I suspect that you're looking, and I'm not trying to psychobabble you, but I think nobody gets into ufology that isn't looking for something that ultimately is the gosh wow experience. Let me tell you one.
Hold on. We've got gosh wow experiences from our sponsors. And we'll have more gosh wow experiences from Alan Greenfield with Randall and Gene. You're in
a Paracast.
Cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
All eyes on Monday around President Trump's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now we're hearing after the meeting on Monday there will be a joint news conference. Senator Lindsey Graham has a prediction for this meeting.
I have a lot of faith in President Trump. Putin ran over Obama because he was so weak in the eyes of President Putin. President Trump needs to convince President Putin that he wants a better relationship, but things have to change to get it. And at the end of the day, Putin doesn't respect Trump, this will be a failed summit. I believe that President Trump is going to lay out what a good relationship will look like, and challenge Putin to get there. And if he fails to get there, that Trump's going to convince him, unlike Bush, unlike Obama, you'll pay a price on my watch.
A new Gallup survey shows that 62% of Americans believe China's trade policy towards the United States is unfair. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book Is From the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gosh, golly, gee whiz, we have Alan Greenfield, and he's going to proceed to regale us with something.
I'm going to regale you with one anecdote, and it doesn't make me look particularly good, but it does show, I think, and maybe where the head is as well. Charming thing about human beings is their ability to go, gosh, wow, I think. I was in Brooksville, Florida in the late 60s, early 70s, and I made one of my many trips to the area, which was very, very UFO active and continues to be a place that has a disproportionate number of UFO-related phenomena and close encounter type things. And I was there with the late Joan Reitner and her then-husband, Ron Reitner, who was a photographer. And we were interviewing primary and secondary witnesses, and on our way back to St. Petersburg, where they lived, we stopped because we saw something peculiar in the sky ourselves. And I had, at that point, I had been in ufology and deeply enmeshed in the standard UFO lore for maybe 10 years. But I got out of the car, and I looked at this thing in the sky. Ron was snapping pictures, and here is my analysis of the entire thing at the time. I said, oh, gosh, look at that. Look at that thing. Look at that. I don't believe that. I was reduced. I didn't wet my pants, but I did everything but. I was totally reduced by the awe of the experience. Turned out to be a perfectly, if you want to call it, natural thing. It was a launch from the Cape that you could see from across the state because reach a certain altitude and burning a lot of liquid oxygen or whatever they were burning, you can see it. And we saw a stage separate, but it looked like a large cylindrical object that split apart into two, and one of them landed translation, there was a separation between first stage and the second stage of what was a military test. But the feeling involved was perfectly genuine. I was not so much interested in what it was as what it was doing to us. Ron was taking pictures. I was experiencing it. And I've had a few paranormal experiences, but this was as dramatic as it gets. And the fact that it turned out to be a, what would you call it? Natural phenomena doesn't seem to fit it exactly. A conventional object, a remarkable one, but a conventional one, did not diminish the feeling. I mean, I can still go back to that feeling. So it may be for you that what you need is something that gives you a floor under your feet on these things. That is, that you actually understand it. But I think that's a mirage. I think you don't ever get there.
I think it's the other way around. I think people who don't use critical thinking and just assume it's something mystical rather than what it really is are seeing the mirage.
Now, are you saying that after 50 years in ufology and 3 degrees in comparative religion, that I haven't considered all of those things and simply discounted them on perfectly rational grounds? Because you're wrong.
I just don't see how. If you can explain how, that's fine. How is it that you go from having a misinterpretation of a man-made event to be something that isn't more of a mirage than actually knowing what it really is? That's confusing me.
Well, maybe because you have not had such an experience.
Oh, I do. But I know what they are. I can recognize them both. In fact, when I see an airliner fly over, I see thousands of tons of metal and plastic carrying hundreds of people across oceans, and I
am awestruck. At the time, you have to not know what it is, and you have to go through this translation device that the mind does to try to make some kind of sense of it, and failing that, to let go, to be okay with it. I didn't arrive at this because I started out, Gene can bear me out on this, he was a nuts and bolts ufologist for some considerable number of years. I started out with the Mars theory, which was tenable in the early 1960s, and it moved to, must be from a nearby star to, but somewhere along the line, specifically dealing with the UFO phenomena, I decided, well, it seems like everyone is built into this dichotomy between natural phenomena versus spaceships from some other planet. And that isn't resolving. If that were true, then by now we would have caught one. We would have proof. But proof has been ever elusive. And people who've continued to follow that theory wind up being disillusioned eventually because to quote Jean Duplantier, it's like a long walk down an endless tube. And I started to look into other theoretical constructs. And because of other areas of my life, I became aware of its correspondence. And I'm not the only one. I mean, Valet, who has a scientific background, although he will say, you know, I put my science aside when I go into this stuff, began to see that this had similarities to religious phenomena, to folkloric phenomena, to elf hills and fairy lore and the entire matrix of the unknown.
Yeah, he was saying he'd be incredibly disappointed if it turned out to be just spaceships, I believe, to paraphrase.
I don't think it's a matter of disappointment. I think it's a matter of that's the point that he arrived at. His first book, which I saw in galleys, was very conventional. It was the conventional ufology of a scientist living in Chicago and interacting with the Air Force contract scientist, one J. Allen Hynek. I think it was called Anatomy of a Phenomena. But he got religion. But I'm not using the term, I suspect, as you're hearing it. He had a come to Jesus moment. Do you understand the terminology?
Yeah. Yeah, he wrote Dimensions and began to think the answer lies somewhere outside the box of thinking that had been prevalent and up to that point.
Bingo, and that's where I'm coming from. I think you have to be outside the box because the box has shown nothing in 70 years. And if you haven't proceeded beyond phase one in that route, you can either get out of the field or continue to do the same thing over and over, in which case you're rediscovering the wheel over and over and over and over. Or you can try to find some alternative idea that is viable. Whether it's comfortable or not is irrelevant.
Or you can call yourself MUFON.
Well, touche, and well said, Gene. Well said. I mean, you can they're the last major group that is playing that game, but they get nowhere. NICAP got nowhere except got you out of their office and the rest of us followed suit.
Right. Well, of course, that took a shaking finger.
APRO got nowhere. I didn't care about the finger. I told Hall, may he rest in pieces. I told him that, well, if you're throwing Gene out, he's here with us. We'll have to leave too. And at that time, I was well thought of in NICAP, but that was the end of my thinking well of Dickie Hall or his thinking well of me. I mean, I did not renew my membership after that.
That's what I love about you guys is you were there during the golden age in the early modern era, and I did a brief on Hall, and I really respect him as a researcher and someone who put together the information for the Condon Report. And he says himself that he was getting paid at one time to actually work for NICAP, being paid to do UFOs. I mean, it's like a dream come true for him.
We're going to bring some more dreams, and we're going to make them come true. But first, Alan and Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Jacques Vallée, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, just to bring things up to date, probably 10 years later, I met Richard Hall in Fort Smith, Arkansas, where they had a UFO convention. And we drove there with my old friend Kurt Southerly, who's been on the Paracast a couple of times over the years. And we just shook hands, and we talked, and we let bygones be bygones, because he realized he overreacted, and that was it.
He lost several people. One of the qualities that I am not particularly fond of in myself, but it's real fundamental to me, is I do hold grudges, and I thought that that was awful. I thought that you were a fellow ufologist, and Kehoe had been very nice to us the day before, and he was dreadful, and we should have picketed him.
You were there with Gene when this went down, you're saying?
Me and a friend of Gene's, who Marty Salkin, who was in the peace movement, so we got the idea of picketing back out. Yes, I was there. We were all staying at a hotel that I later found out, since Marty and I were stopped by the cops at 6 o'clock in the morning wandering around Washington, saying, "What are you doing here?" DuPont Circle in Connecticut Avenue, which is, by the way, also where Klaatu got shot, interestingly enough. But apparently it was a gay pickup spot back in the days when that was socially unacceptable. And two guys walking around at 6 in the morning got us stopped, and we put people in jail here in D.C. for that. And I said, well, in Atlanta, we don't have any jaywalking laws, which is true. And we got off with a warning, and it was only later that I found that out. We called Ray Palmer. We called Dr. Hynek and Jacques Vallée. So as a result of being kicked out of Richard Hall's office, we were able to parlay that into a later meeting in Chicago with those folks. And that was all very interesting and important, I think.
Palmer wrote an article in his magazine, Flying Saucers, called "No Investigations Can Actually Proceed." Of course, that means NICAP.
He also thought NICAP was a governmental front organization. I have some reason to believe that that was the case because of, at the time, I thought it was a ridiculous accusation. But in later years, I talked to Dewey Fournet, who had been the Pentagon monitor in the early days of Project Blue Book, I think, or Project Grudge even. And he said, yeah, the 1953 CIA panel thought that the private UFO groups were infiltrated by communists who were going to, I mean, in the terms of the times, it was not a total fantasy, but it, you know, you get out of those times, it was McCarthyism, but they decided that they needed to scare UFO groups out of existence because the 1952, July 1952 flap over D.C. so flooded radars and filter centers and other means of detecting the evil Soviets who were coming to turn us into pod people or whatever they were coming to do, that they decided that UFO groups, our flying saucer groups, would be an easy mark for the communists. So they became instead an easy mark for the CIA. Sounds ridiculous in terms of now, but if you lived through or have studied the McCarthy era, that's the kind of thinking that went on back then that practically took us into a global thermonuclear war later.
We're not going to get into the politics of now, where we have more pod people in control of government than we did then.
Well, I'm not sure that that's the only place you find pod people. That's the problem. You find a lot of pod people that are staring at their little machines all the time. And I have watched it happen and am into it enough to use it. But to me, a technology is something to be used to enhance life, not to be a substitute for life. So I watch it happen, and it's partly amusing and partly a very, very sad thing. By the way, when I was in school, that is in high school,
sound of Alan Greenfield trying to remember his deep, dark, distant past when he was in high school. Obviously, an experience that he didn't enjoy.
I'm just trying to think of the technical name for it. The movement of the tectonic plates. What's the term for that?
Earthquake.
Tectonic plate movement.
No, there's a more a spiffier term. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. That was considered to be outre fringe science, like acupuncture. You know, that was it was not legitimate theory. Now it's orthodoxy. I mean,
absolutely. And things do change.
Yeah.
We learn.
Well, yeah, people learn, but they don't learn from learning. They don't learn that the next big thing will also change everything. It literally changed the shape of the Earth. It changed what the Earth looked like in its primordial form and also exposed that those few scientists who were advocating for that were marginalized. Just as Velikovsky was, just as Tesla was. And that doesn't make them right, but it does mean that certain ideas are forbidden. And when orthodoxy forbids ideas, it's inherently worth looking into, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's the whole academic elitist thing. That's not a very good way to go, especially if you're trying to find out what the truth is. You would think that those people, of all people, would want to be the ones to get to the bottom of it. But there is just as much politics in science as there is anywhere else. Gene, if I could just back up a bit there. So you buried the hatchet with Hall, and then you were about to tell us where it all came back around to, and we went on to something else. Can we just back up to where you can finish that?
There's not much to say. I just happened to see him there, and I walked over to him, and he smiled, and I shook hands. And I said, you know, are we burying the hatchet? And he kind of said, yes, we are. And he probably realized that he overreacted then, and therefore we just let it go. There was no reason to even bring it up. And maybe he realized what had happened. And part of it, I think, was the fact that he had developed this hatred of Jim Moseley. And this is another story. I've told this before on the Paracast, so turn the radio down low a little bit. Not too much. Or you can tell me later how I changed the story over the years. So Jim Moseley told the story, I wasn't there, that he called NICAP about something, and they call answers. And in the middle of the conversation, Hall says, are you taping this? And Jim says, no, I don't even own a tape recorder, which he didn't, because Jim was a Luddite, a classic Luddite. He didn't have an answering machine on his phone. He didn't have a computer. He had an electric typewriter through the end of his days.
Yep.
Right. So
actually have a manual up to a certain point and hand justified. That was until he got really old, he hand-justified every issue of Saucer News, which is, to me, a remarkable thing. Yeah.
And there was only one person on the planet who can also do it.
Is that you?
Yes.
Well, you don't, though, do you? Because it's time-consuming and it's not necessary now. The machines can think for us.
Right, but you see, in those days, what we do is you type it once, mark the number of spaces you had to add to justify.
Yeah.
Now, when I put together Caveat Emptor, I did the same thing. And I also got a hold of one of the primitive typesetting machines called an IBM Selectric Composer. And it was the same thing. You would have to type twice. And they had two different versions, one where you did it manually, and the other where it would print it out on a punch card. And when you ran it back and played it back, it would be perfectly justified.
I remember those days. Let me tell you about that convention, though. Let me make sure we're talking about the same convention. Is this the one in the mid-70s where MUFON and APRO and NotGap were all involved in sponsoring it, and there was a certain thing in middle ufology where we were concerned that they were going to consolidate power and sort of, you know, do the equivalent of putting the rest of us up against the wall?
Well, this was in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Okay, Fort Smith, right.
And I met, now wait, we got another story. And then you can take it over. Okay, so I also met Carl Lorenzen and Jim Lorenzen. Now, Jim Lorenzen was a really nice guy. Carl Lorenzen was a crusty woman. And that puts it very, very mildly. But rather than tell you what happened, let's do our break. And then when we get back, we'll figure it out. With Alan Greenfield, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast. Cast, 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 cast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.